what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 281 of the podcast. We're going to go have some conversation over some food. Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, Twitter, Instagram at JustUsGeeks. Most importantly, go join our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. That's a good thing to do. And go check out the back catalog over at JustUsGeeks.com. So do those things.
I thought there was a third screen. I was like, no!
That's obviously James and Logan. What was that?
Headphones.
I don't need headphones. Right. I'm just going
to wing it.
I'm going to free ball it here. It's totally fine. I did some ABBA. I was like, well, you know.
We were just talking about ABBA.
Dancing Queen.
No, I didn't do that one.
Dancing Queen. Josh is a dancing queen.
I thought it was like Josh is mean or something like that.
No,
we could have. It's a lot of
it. You are mean.
I am kind of mean.
You do hate God.
Let's not bring that into this. Something. Christmas.
18 days.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, you have to wait like the time in between Christmas and New Year too.
The dead air.
Yeah, where like you can't not still have the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Just
I
saying.
Could not have the holiday spirit.
Well, you don't start with it.
You got some snow in your beard already. You ready for Christmas?
Talking about that, I'm going gray.
You want to have a Thanksgiving feast?
No, Thanksgiving's over.
Every Thursday.
That doesn't look that great.
I had that plate on Thanksgiving. It wasn't bad, or one similar to it. The sweet potato casserole was not great.
Wait, I thought you brought me a plate from your family's meal on Thanksgiving.
My dad's side. I ate here with my mom's side.
Oh, okay. See, I thought I had, like, you know, home-cooked food.
You did.
You didn't. It was Cracker Barrel.
It was Cracker Barrel. You know, I was going to say that it tasted a little store-bought, but... No, it was actually good. I enjoyed it.
I didn't get to eat any of it, so that was...
Well, I ate your plate.
Oh, Mamma Mia. Here we go again. What?
Look like Logan
was
saluting.
I was rubbing my temple.
You know, I watched the King of the Hill episode the other night where Cotton finally dies.
Yeah. Oh.
It's great. Why won't you die? Yeah. Too.
We just got it started really good.
Oh, nice. Can I swap one of those in?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just grab one. It's cool.
Let me see what
they
want
to
hold on.
Did you steal a menu?
Yeah, put it right in his pocket.
I didn't.
Stole it.
You know what? It's
Josh, you mean you think.
It's because of my religious background.
You have no morals.
Yeah.
I wish I had no morals.
Oh, okay, we're going.
Oh, okay.
Right there. Right there in the bullpen.
Y'all can all sit together.
I don't want to sit with you. I want to sit by myself.
Josh doesn't want to sit by me.
I'm going to sit at that table over there by myself.
I'm just going to take the recorder over here.
To that table.
Fireplace smells good.
Face does not smell good. How about that?
I don't have any cool sandalwood beard balm.
Well, you're not cool like me. I have cool sandalwood.
You order your thick rim glasses yet?
He's just going to borrow some of mine.
Yeah. Some of Josh's. Hey, would you like a rag to clean your table? It's just laying there.
Let me see the pie.
No. You can't have pie.
Why, are you going to go get hot dogs?
Maybe I might.
That sounds pretty good.
No, I've got to be up
not
early.
Winnie Run Part 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all
no, I ate at my uncle's birthday. So
you're going to drive 3 hours every Thursday to come record with us?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it now.
Not yet.
What kind of pie are you going to have? Okay, can we talk about this
pizza
first?
Pie?
Can we talk about this first? What the flip is the point of having pie if you're not going to have pie with sugar in it? This no sugar added pie?
No, it's none added. There's sugar in it.
It's an apple pie, so it's just like they crack the can or whatever sugar's in it. It's in it.
That's so deceptive.
How are y'all?
Pretty good.
My name's Ryan. I'll be out serving tonight.
Cool.
Y'all know what y'all want to drink?
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea?
I'll have a coffee, please. Coffee and a water.
That's what I'll have as well.
Yes, sir. Are y'all waiting on somebody else?
No.
Okay. Y'all, are y'all ready to order, or do you need to look for a second?
You know what you want?
Yeah, I know what I want.
I think I know what I want.
You know what you want?
I'm pretty good.
You go first.
Can I get a...
No.
All right, he's spoken. So, can I get a slice of the pecan pie, please?
Uh-huh.
That'll be all
ice cream?
Yes, please.
All
you
right.
can't have it a la mode.
You can have it just pecan pie. I'm going to do the... Southern chicken biscuits.
Sold out.
Okay.
Yep. They don't have any.
Do you want the breakfast or the dinner?
Let me do the dinner with, let me do broccoli and mac and cheese.
Okay.
And let me do fries and mac and cheese.
Fries and broccoli.
It's stupid.
Nobody will believe you.
Yeah. I was just going to judge you so hard.
It's okay.
Let me do biscuits and gravy with bacon.
Okay.
Yep. That's a good choice.
I'll be right back with your drink.
Thanks,
Thank
sir.
I don't want to eat too much because I got to go home and go straight to bed.
Yeah.
I have vacation for the next few days.
Nice.
So that means I have to work.
Nice.
Yeah. Helping my dad out.
Okay. That's not too bad.
We're building a barn.
Really? A barn well, raising?
You got the beard for it.
So, you know, it's not like it's going to be a simple, easy day off. Actually, we're repairing a barn.
Are you just putting Amish Paradise on repeat while you're...
That's exactly what...
Raised a barn on Monday.
You think if you, like, walked up with Amish Paradise playing in your pocket, would he get it?
No.
I don't think so.
If you walked up dressed as an Amish man...
So just wear a... A dark shirt?
No, wear a white shirt, dark pants.
Suspenders.
And suspenders.
I thought they wore dark shirts, dark pants.
And
to the noobs!
Yeah. I don't mean to offend any Amish people, but they can't listen anyway. So.
Yes! We finally found someone we can offend!
We're going to get our first piece of hate email from a...
No, it'll be parchment.
Gosh, this horse cart just pulls up outside your house one day, Josh, and drops off a parcel.
How should I Google this? Amish attire?
Amish attire. Male, like for
rules.
Rules. Amish rules. Oh, toil.
Oh, toil. All right, we're doing this fight Amish rules, guys.
Okay, here we go.
1201.
This is from AmishPeople.com.
Is that like a fetish site or...
I'm just going to read it and we'll figure it out. Amish women do not wear jewelry. Men and boys wear dark colored suits, straight cut coats with lapels, broad fall trousers, suspenders, solid colored shirts, black socks and shoes, and black or straw brimmed hats.
No zippers.
Have to be buttons. No zippers, yes.
And they can't be like snap buttons. I don't think they have to be like legitimate buttons.
Right,
buttons.
Because they're of the devil. See, okay, so I think it doesn't matter as long as it's a solid.
It's got to be, but they prefer dark. It's like turkey, white meat or
dark.
That's
why he looks like that.
He has no beard, though. He's not really Amish.
Maybe this is like take your Amish to school day or something.
What? Wow.
I don't know.
Hey, Logan, will you give me that giant box of Nerds and sweet tarts?
Can you put them in your sweet tea?
There's a giant box of Sour Patch Kids, too.
Only if you can find me one of those comically large rainbow lollipops.
There's one right there.
Yep.
They literally have everything.
Has anyone ever finished one of those lollipops, like, on the entirety of Earth?
Okay. One thing that I have finished... was one of the, like, baseball-sized...
Sorry, I just couldn't help it. Perfect.
The baseball-sized jawbreakers?
Yeah.
I have finished one.
Dang.
It took a year.
Okay.
But I would wrap it up. And put it in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And what I did is, also, I cheated because I don't like the whole lick it and then put it back. Mm-hmm. I
put it in a bag, and I took a hammer and busted it up into little pieces.
Ate chunks.
Little chunks of it at a time.
Gotcha.
But it's just so big.
How long do you think it would take you doing it the whole bit? And then
years.
It's so gross.
Exactly.
It's
gross.
Or is it made for sharing?
That's even more gross.
I think it is, though.
That's double gross. That's like candy.
What's the largest piece of candy that you've ever finished?
I don't know. I've had one of those big jawbreakers that took me like 2 weeks to chew.
Wow.
You know,
I had one of the baseball size we were just talking about. It took me over a year to finish.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It probably took me longer than 2 weeks. I was real young. You know, I'd sit it beside my bed, and I would just be laying in bed and just
take a leg
on
it.
Yeah.
It'd be my luck. I'd get ants on it.
That's how you get ants.
Yeah, one ant.
We've got like a 2 pound Snickers bar in there.
Two pound Snickers bar.
I swear.
Yeah.
You don't eat that with slices.
Didn't we talk about a giant Snickers bar one year?
We did, I think.
I think it was the same year we did the beer, the holiday beer, which I saw the other day. I saw the other day in Kroger. I was like, chocolate box.
So that was like last year.
It was the Trump's America episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
right after the election.
Did we do the holiday?
It's been one year.
Yeah. Did we do the holiday booze thing?
Yes, we did.
They didn't mix it up, so I was going to consider it.
We were drunk and screaming.
Speaking
our
minds. Trump's America. Turned out well.
It was a great episode. Trump's America. Go listen to it.
It really was a great episode.
It was funny.
Yeah. It was a good one. Yeah, I feel like we should get one like...
Did you use two creamers in one cup?
Mm-hmm. So he's got some milk there and some cup.
Okay.
Just some half and half.
No, I always do two creams, one sugar usually.
So it's not really half and half. It's like 3/4 and 1/4.
Yeah, pretty much.
3/4 and a taste.
I'll put all 4 of them in there. I don't care.
That's how Zach is. Like when we were on the cruise, mm-hmm. Zach was... Because Zach lucked out. Luckiest dude in the world. Because the girl I was going to take on the cruise, she had to back out. And my brother, when he was dating this girl, they had broken up, so she wasn't going. So it was already paid for.
Sausage cruise.
And so, like, my parents are like, well, just get Zach to go. So Zach got a free cruise. But he was on there, and we were having coffee after a meal. And, like, I'm watching him, and he puts, like, all this sugar.
He never had coffee before?
And, like, a whole bunch of creamer. I was like, that's just milk and sugar now. There is no coffee in that.
I can see your dad just cringe.
Dad doesn't drink coffee.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't. He's a freaking dentist. What are you playing?
Puzzle Fighter.
What is this?
It's a puzzle that you fight.
It's an old game that they revived for mobile. Used to be, it's a Street Fighter-based puzzle competitive game. And, it's all online multiplayer now. It's on iOS and Android. And it's got a really neat setup in that... you can play as many times as you want. Your stamina is not tied to playing. It's tied to the rewards that you receive for playing. So you can play the game as many times as you want and rank up and get a few coins. But, like, the big rewards are...
You have to buy.
No, they're time-gated. Like, you'll only get a big reward every 12 hours.
God. That sounds not smart.
I think it's great. Because I can play Puzzle Fighter as much as I want. I used to play this game all the time as a kid. Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo.
Sounds made up.
It's real.
It kind of does sound made up, to be really honest.
It totally sounds made up.
I'm playing as Frank West from the Dead Rising series right now, beating up a Chun-Li.
Well, you won't get elected office that way. You can just say that.
So this is my app of the week.
App of the week.
I cannot quit the golf game.
I can't quit you, golf players.
Is that like the one hole golf game?
Yeah.
I
like it, but then also when I get into it, I'm like, God, I wish there were more holes that you could just play more at once.
Play a course.
Oh, no, they want you.
And I looked for one, like a game that's just like a golf game. There's not one.
No, of course not. I do wish that, like, it, I wish there were more. I do wish there were more modes. That's my thing. Yeah. Is that I wish that there were more modes. And I wish that, like, hey, James.
Hi.
You're playing this game with me. You're playing the game. I'm playing the game. I have all these clubs that I don't want. I just give them to you.
Yeah, I'd take them.
But how would they get their microtransactions?
They don't get anything.
You don't get
me.
Microtransactions. Well, you can buy clubs.
You can, but like I haven't spent a dime on it.
So. On the game?
Yeah. You spent money on it, haven't you?
And I've said, like, I've justified it because I haven't been like buying video games.
So is that what you want me to get you for Christmas? You want me to get you like?
No, James, it's not. I don't want.
You want microtransaction gift cards?
No, I don't.
Apple iTunes?
No, I don't. That would be a ginormous waste of money. I mean, I would use it, but it would be a waste, it's like, be a waste of money.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I would spend it. I spend it so hard.
I need Target gift cards. This Jamaican guy called me and said I had like a criminal fine I had to pay with Target gift cards.
Yeah, you know, I had to
judge me.
I had to do that.
For a split second, I almost believed you.
It's great. I saw it in his face.
You are tricking me.
You fell for it, kind
of.
Almost.
For a half second.
You'll fall for it.
You should try out, kid.
No, you won't.
You really won't. I mean, you have to be really good to shoot your own eye out.
I mean, pretty much the first instruction when I was handed a gun was like, don't point this at yourself or anyone else. Or
well,
metal.
Then who are you supposed to point it at?
Squirrels. Yeah, I went squirrel hunting once.
Varmin.
I have murdered wildlife.
Varmin.
Logan.
Logan. Exactly.
Don't point.
It's not Logan.
I did shoot Logan in the back.
I sprayed you in the face with poisonous gas on accident.
No, you did it on purpose.
He shot you on purpose, too.
I know he did. The way I shot him
you
on
shot, yeah, yeah. You totally shot him.
Shot him
purpose.
Right in the back. Squat in the
he
back.
He went, ooh.
That was when the gun was fresh and it hit way harder.
Pardon what?
What? That was when the gun was new.
Flannel?
He was talking dirty.
Oh, gun, you're so fresh.
Oh, so fresh and so clean.
Hot and fresh. Flannel.
I will admit, it did sound like I said that.
Flannel.
You said flannel last week.
I haven't listened yet. I haven't made
That's
it.
That's great.
I've been listening to a book on tape, so like I'm way far behind on my...
Listening to books, nerd.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, too.
I just finished up Went Through the Keyhole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the other Dark Tower book, isn't it?
So, I went ahead and did that one in between 4 and 5. Mm. So,
yeah, where it is in Canada.
Yeah. So, the next book that I start is the 5th book in the Dark Tower series.
So, what did you think about the movie?
Having seen the movie before, I like had any exposure to the book.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, wow, this is a young adult book, and I knew it was not a young adult novel.
It's very adult,
just because it was Stephen King. And,
yeah, yeah.
And stuff that Joey had told me about it, I was like, okay, so this has to be an R-rated
because
movie.
Joey is so freaking serious about those books.
He's got a tattoo.
I have more posters that I was going to give to him than I found out how much he hated the movie. And I was like, never mind.
It's not the book.
It's not.
It's nowhere close.
Like,
to the book.
I watched the movie and I was like, okay, well. It was okay. It was a mediocre young adult movie. Like, there was they broke no new barriers. There was nothing new happening.
What a waste.
And then I listened, because I've not read. I've listened to the book, and I was like, wow. Literally.
Nope, don't blame us.
I said, literally nothing that happened in that movie happens in this book.
Mm.
So, you know, the kid doesn't even... Jake doesn't even like he gets there, but in a completely different way in the book.
Yeah,
like they never address it. None, like there's all kinds of stuff they don't address.
Chicken and dumplings instead of chicken and biscuits.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Here, I'll get it fixed. Be right back.
That's a good looking pie, man.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Dang, I owe you a biscuit too.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Hey, he actually owes me 2 biscuits, I thought.
I think those are yours.
No, it's the tables. It's the tables.
Well, I'm getting chicken and biscuits.
Well, I'm getting biscuits.
Well, I'll eat one and you have that. Logan, you want a biscuit?
Well, sure. Let me see how I feel after my
Okay. So, I know you're never available for it, but brunch at Smith,
mm-hmm.
Russ makes biscuits.
Yeah.
With bacon fat.
Okay.
They are friggin' delicious.
There's pie to make it.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
It's not Joey pie, but...
Well, it's also not work pie either.
It's a lot bigger than work pie. Is it chocolate pecan?
Mm-mm. I got the red one.
They do have a chocolate pecan.
Yeah, it looks like chocolate pecan.
But it's not.
If I'm eating a full piece of pie, I don't want the chopped pecans. I want full pecans. Maybe halves. Not the little pecan
crusts.
Nards.
It's a pecan crusted pie.
Yeah. Goo.
Like pecan crusted catfish.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good. They used to do it at the grill.
Mm-hmm.
They did a pecan crusted catfish. So good. It was a honey. They had a honey bourbon sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, crap. That sounds good.
They quit. They took it off the menu. Everything that was great at the grill, they took off the menu.
Yeah, totally changed.
Like Pacific Rim salmon had the cool wasabi.
I got sued.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro was like, you can't call it that.
You call it something else.
You can call it the Pacific Ocean salmon.
The Atlantic Rim salmon.
But yeah, so that... No, there's Pacific Rim Uprising.
It's got John Boyega.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim again.
It looks like garbage. I'm not going to lie. The new trailer, I was like, wow, this
Look, man, Pacific Rim was kind of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, but it was... It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I appreciate that, but like when those trio of dudes started like basketballing
the
in
triplets,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's because their minds were all linked, so they all did
yeah,
everything.
I'll bring his out.
Sure. Nope, no problem. That's so stupid. Okay, I'm going to eat one of those. Their minds were linked.
Yeah, that was the excuse, was that their minds
That
were
was
linked.
The excuse? You mean the reason?
Yeah, no, it was the excuse. I chose my words properly.
It really was not good.
It was not a good mech movie. It was not a good kaiju movie. It was just...
You're not a good mech movie.
Well, and then they conned us into thinking that Bryan Cranston was really in it.
That's Godzilla.
Yeah.
See, exactly. You see my point? It all kind of ran together the same.
Godzilla came out like 3 years after
they also, well,
Pacific
that was,
Rim.
That, I have a problem with that one, too.
Godzilla was better than Pacific Rim, though.
Oh, I don't disagree.
Granted, it was the same studio and production company.
Yes. You could tell.
But it just... No. I'm going to eat without you.
Oh, fine. I'm eating a biscuit.
You're
okay.
Good,
man. Because I'm going to eat one with chicken here in a minute. He's eating his pie.
Yeah, this pie is pretty good.
How much pie have you had in your lifetime, Lurgan?
Oh, probably like... At least 4 whole pies.
That's it? No, you're like 4.
Yeah, I'm only 5.
I've had a lot more pie than you.
There's a bean in my
gravy. Wow.
That's really scary.
Where do you think gravy comes from, James?
Not beans. I don't want that.
Is that a pinto?
It looks like a pinto.
That's disturbing, James. Let's have a talk about that when we get back.
Well, I'm going to keep on eating, I guess.
No. It's just a bean.
No, but what else?
Well, you just found a bean in your pie right there.
Yeah.
That'd be weird because this is probably frozen and chipped in. It'd be way weirder than finding it in the gravy.
That was also frozen and shipped in.
No, the gravy's house made.
Out of what, a packet and some water?
Yeah, pretty much.
But how does a bean get in there?
Exactly.
They put like meat grease in there, for sure.
That was
okay, that's a bean, not meat.
Put it in the pan.
What if he was allergic to beans?
Yeah, what if I got a bean allergy?
Have you ever met a person with a bean allergy?
James.
Don't tap on your beans, James.
I apparently have a bean allergy.
In this weird hypothetical. Are you Googling bean allergy?
No.
Yes.
I'm not. That's just stupid.
This is hoedown music.
And it's about Christmas?
Christmas hoedown, James.
Christmas
hoedown. Would you appreciate Christmas more if it was a hoedown?
No.
James is not the hoedown type.
Me and Josh's wife sang this song together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's in Santa's Family Christmas.
You want to do it like this, James?
Do I want to do a what in the butt?
You want to go to a hoedown?
No.
I can make it happen.
I'm sure you could.
Do you want it to happen?
I got the hoedown hookup.
You're my hoedown guy.
Let me call my hoedown guy. God.
I got a barn raising guy. I got a hoedown guy.
Yeah, you are about to raise a barn, so I think you need to get hoedown afterwards.
I don't think they partake in that, though.
Yeah, they have a party after they raise
they
a barn.
They have a barn raising party.
But I don't know if they call it a hoedown.
They don't.
It's pretty much the same thing, though.
It's just a dance, isn't it?
Yeah. They break out their buckets and their washboards and
buttholes and washboards.
The spoons.
Jesus.
I play a mean spoon.
I play a mean spoon.
No, you don't.
I sat at work one day for 4 hours and learned how to play the spoons.
That's your fault.
We had zero customers.
Is this at the liquor store or at the
tax office?
Tax office.
There's a bottle of something hanging up back there, and I just can't tell what it is.
Syrup.
No, I think it's pee. Oh, or oil. They're both the same color.
I was going to say, it could be cooking oil.
Maybe that's what it was.
It's their stray beans that they add.
Yeah,
to
that they add to the gravy every once in a while.
It's a random bean.
Oh. Got to remember that the last...
I wonder if I get like a free meal because of, like, it's like, oh, you found the bean, you get a free something.
It's not a king cake, and that's not a baby.
The last time I came...
That you hate.
The last time that I came here with Josh and Emily, my chicken was totally undone, so that was...
Well, that's okay. The last time I came here and got this, the biscuits
there was a bean
were...
in it.
No, they were burnt. Remember, the bottom were black.
Oh, wow.
I was like, well, this tastes like garbage.
Would you rather find a bean in your gravy or...
Well, I'll say he's eating this. There you go. How about it?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm sorry about that.
That was fine.
More biscuits.
Thank you. I'll bring some more sweet tea and...
And some hot sauce. Can I have some hot sauce?
Hot sauce? Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll be right back.
You get none.
Probably not. Because you didn't eat the bean.
You're right, I didn't eat the bean. Bean gravy.
Eat the bean, James.
And now there are random fries in my mac and cheese. I know they can't be my fries.
They're probably your fries.
You want to eat it?
They can't get their sides together.
Guys, well, there's a country fried steak in my pie.
Logan, your pie's just gone and there's country fried steak there. We come back and like Logan secretly ordered country fried steak.
Where'd we go?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you guys leave?
We went on a bean tangent. I'm going to try something really weird.
That was going to be my next... chicken with...
Jelly?
Jelly?
And hot sauce.
Oh, I'm going to do the hot sauce.
No, just the jelly.
Grape jelly on a chicken biscuit is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about doing hot sauce on it.
I'm going to mix in the hot sauce.
Mix it up a little.
All right. Did you just lick that?
There was a fry on it, and I ate it.
Oh. I thought you just, picked up your chicken patty and leaked it and stuck it back on. Oh, there it goes.
What's the matter?
Let's stick it to the bun.
Yeah, bun stickies.
Or how they do it at McDonald's.
Oh, I know. That's why I don't eat that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll bring some more coffee in just a second.
Right.
Thank you. Are you some hot sauce in your coffee?
No, I'm good.
Are you going to tell him?
Am I going to tell him about the bean?
Mm-hmm.
I might.
Put it on Facebook.
Oh, it's a jumping bean. It just hopped right in there when nobody was looking.
Still waiting on the...
He gets notes.
I thought it was a pretty good joke, guys. Go to Twitter and like my status if you thought that was a funny joke.
What? Here, stop confusing Jay.
That's my gift to you, utter confusion.
I had a lot of hot sauce.
So this year for Christmas, James, I got you, I went to the North Pole and captured Santa Claus, and I'm going to give you a high-powered rifle. Claus.
No.
You can't murder, you don't want to murder Santa for Christmas?
Oh, like last year I got to smash a thing? I've got an AR. We're really taking this up a notch.
Welcome to Minnesota Militia Christmas. This is episode
his,
one.
His knees would not be happy about that.
That was pretty good.
I always feel like I'm in Oh Brother Where Art Thou when I come in here. Because of the music.
Oh. I thought it was
not because, the Dapper Dan.
I thought it was because James looked so much like George Clooney.
He was a toad. More of a Dapper Dan man, so.
My grandfather played that soundtrack in his truck until the CD, like, fell apart.
It's a pretty good soundtrack.
He loved it.
I had the soundtrack. That's pretty good. How did I get two bottoms? I bet you the other
one's
two tops.
Yeah, two tops, yeah.
My biscuits are gay, guys. So that's how it works.
So that's the sloppy party bottom biscuit. He goes for that one first, naturally.
It's hot.
It's hot. So hot.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Murder on the Orient Express, since we've all three seen that.
What about it?
You can talk about Ragnarok, too. I'm not going to spoil anything for me.
Have you not seen it?
Yeah, I'm going to see it, though. Maybe.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought the beginning was a little rocky, and then it just, like, picked up.
Do you think the beginning was a little Ragnarok-y?
Yeah, a little bit. But, like, spoiler alert, starting here, if you haven't seen the movie, stop now.
Josh hasn't seen the movie.
Stop listening, Josh. Josh, cover your... Josh.
Huh?
All right, he's not paying attention anyway.
Earmuffs, Josh.
So up to the point where, like, Odie dies, it's kind of, like, jaunty back and forth. So it's hard to...
I told you not to let him talk about it. That's twice. It's two Marvel movies in a row. Someone's ruined it for you. At least that's not the the big third act, you know,
no,
climax,
no.
Like Dan did this summer with Guardians 2.
Oh, yeah.
How Dan just completely ruined the ending of Guardians 2 for Josh.
Good.
Yeah.
You want a little bit more?
Oh, yeah, man.
There we go.
You want some more cream?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't do cream.
All right. Is this all going to be on one ticket?
Separate.
Separate.
All
right, I'll be right
back. I was like, no. Yeah, Dan totally was like, he totally ruined Guardians. He didn't ruin it.
Is it like, okay, is it a big reveal that he dies, or is like, obviously it's coming?
They spend the first 30 minutes of the movie teleporting around looking for him, then they find him, and then he's like, kids, I'm dying, and then he turns into dust.
That's not the first 30 minutes.
That's the first 30 minutes.
No, it's not. That's like the first 15 minutes.
Oh, so it's like old age, not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right after that, it goes into being a super fantastic movie.
Because the, like, Odin banishes Hela, which is Kate...
Blanchett.
And she can't come back until he's dead. So the whole way to get her back is he's got to die.
This was a little cheaper than the chicken and biscuit anyway, so I'm just not going to change it.
Well, I'll take it.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
And there you go.
Thank you.
Also, you're welcome.
I didn't pay for the bean. Unless it's in the taxes.
I got the bean.
It's a bean tax.
I got the bean added onto mine, James.
Well, here, you can eat it.
I don't want to eat it.
It's under your brain
pecan pie, not bean pie.
Okay, so Odin does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then, like, instantly.
Hella shows up. Like, she's right there.
Really? She's like, well, I've been waiting on him to die.
Yeah.
And she shows right up.
I'm back now. They try to, Thor and Loki try to run away to Asgard, and she gets sucked up in the Bifrost laser with them.
Oh. She gets sucked up. She goes with them. Yeah. She, like, jumps in.
Oh. And she shoves them out of the
teleportation.
The teleportation, and that's how they wind up on the Grandmaster's planet.
The big angel.
Sakaar.
Ragnarok.
No.
Oh. Do they ever say Ragnarok?
Have y'all seen the
numerous times.
The thing that says that Heimdall has the Soul Stone is like a fan theory that's where the... There's two places. It's either Heimdall or Wakanda. Huh. I think it's going to end up being Wakanda.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Wakanda. Yeah. There's a lot of Wakanda in that trailer.
Yeah.
That's what, that's February?
Yes.
Yeah.
February. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then May, we get the culmination of 10 years.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so cool. Yeah.
So stoked.
So we're going to go do the 72-hour film fest that's just watching all the...
Yeah, I would like to do this. We're definitely going to Nashville or Huntsville or whichever is showing it in 3D.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do the IMAX because it was shot for IMAX.
Yeah.
Whichever's doing the IMAX 3D is where we're going to go. Memphis probably won't do it.
Really?
They're not doing Star Wars 3D IMAX.
Wow.
But then our grand opening, we're not doing 3D IMAX for it.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Kaufman makes those decisions, and Kaufman doesn't think 3D is very fun.
Listen here, you Malcolm.
Listen here,
don't
Kaufman.
Don't say where I work.
Okay, so she comes back. They go to Ragnarok.
They go to Asgard. Ragnarok is an event.
Yeah, Ragnarok is an event, not a place.
This is like a music concert, like Woodstock, but with fighting.
Yes, but with death.
So, like, he winds up on Sakaar. Meets Hulk in the arena and a couple other cool people. Korg, he's pretty funny. He's a rock fan leading a revolution.
Korg, yeah, that's the director.
Yeah. What? And Meek, who's a little bug dude with knives for hands.
Knife hands.
They provide comedic relief. Oh, no.
Korg's like, oh, hey, man. We're about to get on this ship and leave. Would you like to come with us?
Yes.
Meek, where are you from, my friend?
Oh, Meek's dead.
I stepped on him on the bridge. Felt so bad. I've just been carrying him around.
Oh, wait. No, he's still alive. What was your question?
Awesome, bro.
I like this guy.
Yeah, Korg is, like, the best character in the movie.
God, he's so funny.
So, wait.
And it's the director.
Yeah.
So, this is basically Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. Pretty much.
It's basically...
The humor is very similar.
It's kind of like Lethal Weapon in space. It's a buddy cop movie.
I didn't get that vibe. I got a lot
more
Guardians.
You didn't get the buddy cop?
No, them trying to escape was more heisty, like Guardians.
Well, it was more like Tango and Cash, because Tango and Cash had to escape prison.
Yeah,
and they were... It was very much... it's very 80s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The music is very
80s. The soundtrack is fantastic.
Marvel kills it.
And it's... Well, it's not like soundtrack of music that you know. It's like the score is all synth.
Synth, yeah. So it's closer to like Tron kind of, yeah.
Ooh.
Very 80s
really
synth.
Good.
It's very cool.
Kind of broke apart.
I did think they leaned a little too heavily on comedic relief, but like I thought it was fine.
Not nearly as much as Guardians 2. Mm.
Yeah, at least every line was not a...
Was not a pun.
I think my favorite part of the movie is where Thor starts trying to pull the Black Widow thing on Hulk to calm him down.
Oh,
the sun's going down, and
sun's going down,
it mirrors the scene from the Avengers.
Then do they have to do it, or...
No. It's a funny scene.
Sun's going down.
That's what Ragnarok is.
It's getting real low.
Why do you keep saying that?
Just trying to calm you.
And when he, at the end, where they're in Asgard, and he's like, I'm going to show you who I really am, and he jumps out of the plane.
Yep.
Bruce Banner jumps out of the plane and just slams onto the bridge. Just like,
you can see it coming a mile away.
Oh, but it's so funny.
But it's very fun. When he does it, it's very funny, because he's trying to Hulk out and he can't. He just falls, just smacks.
Slams into the bridge, just unconscious.
So he's dead now.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so let's get into the plot.
Okay.
Hela wants to start taking over universes again like she did with Odin originally.
Like when before Thor was born, Odin and Hela would go and like conquer kingdoms and realms.
Right.
And then she got too bloodthirsty.
And he wanted to become a benevolent king.
Yeah, and so he banishes her. And then so now she comes back, she's wanting to continue on.
Their legacy of blood.
You want to take your water or anything?
No.
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. And so she wants to come back and continue doing that.
He's not so into it.
No.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, they're trying to stop her. Thor and Loki. Well, Thor is. Loki just kind of comes along. Loki does steal the Tesseract back.
Again.
Well, he's got it because it's, you know, it's part of
the Infinity Stone.
They show the scene in the trailer of him, like, holding it out. Yeah. So, like, my thing is, he's like, oh, Thanos is a big bad guy? I'm going to give him this Infinity Stone to get on his good side.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. Why does Thanos look like a giant thumb?
I don't know why they changed his design so much. His original appearance was great.
The very first Avengers movie, his, like, just that profile shot looked awesome.
Perfect.
And then they keep every time he's been on screen, they've changed it.
I know.
And now he looks like a purple thumb.
Yeah, it looks like, Apocalypse.
Well, and I'm wondering if people, like, if the online people will, like, complain about it enough to where, I mean, just like with Apocalypse, they go in, they change it.
Edit it back, yeah. Well, my thing is, it's like, he just looks so ridiculous. Why does everybody have a thing for purple? Like, all the bad guys have to be purple.
Well, purple.
Like, he's like blue.
Yeah, he's gotten to be pale. And it looks weird.
Yeah.
His face is round.
Yeah. Well, usually he's got his mask that squares off his head.
Yeah,
and he's not wearing his helmet or anything like that, so... He's like got a gold shawl and the Infinity Gauntlet, and that's it.
Do we get to see the Thanos copter? I wonder.
No.
Dang.
But in the after credits scene, you get to see Thanos' ship shows up.
Why does he even need a ship, really?
Because he can't walk in space.
Yeah. Not yet, anyway.
He will.
Yeah.
Once he gets control over everything. Oh, and they offhandedly explain the Infinity Gauntlet in the Asgard treasure room. Because, you know, in the first Thor, you see it.
Yeah.
Hela's walking through there looking at the artifacts, and she's like, most of these are fake. And she walks up to the Infinity Gauntlet, and she's like, fake, and knocks it off the counter.
Yeah. Because Thanos has it at the end of the Avengers 2.
Yeah.
He's like, sometimes you gotta do things yourself. Yeah. And he gets it out and puts it on.
I wondered how they were going to fix that.
Yep. They fixed it with an offhand mark.
They fixed it with an offhand mark, yeah.
Have y'all watched The Gifted on Fox?
No.
The X-Men show that they just came out with?
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with it.
I tend to stay away from X-Men.
Yeah.
What?
The Fox ones are just
Fox,
too...
their own little universe.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. But this is... It's a good show far as, you know...
It's got to be better than
shows
Gotham.
That have been coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Becca's been getting into Lucifer. I've been watching it with her. And
really?
It's all right.
I've heard good things about it.
Neil Gaiman.
Gotta be better than Gotham.
It is better than Gotham. I've watched the first season of Gotham.
I did. I really tried.
Lucifer is much better.
You just gotta stay to the fourth season, man.
What, of Gotham?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not gonna watch a show for four seasons before it gets
just,
good.
Yeah.
It really did take it four seasons to get good.
Man.
That's what happened with The Office.
I don't watch Parks and Rec because the first episode didn't catch me. I was like, all right, this is dumb. And I never watched it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, the first episode sucked. And everybody's like, oh, you got to get through the first season. I'm like, I'm not watching an entire season of a show.
I ain't got time
for
that.
It to get good.
Although, we may not have to worry about the Fox X-Men stuff for very long.
Yeah,
Disney is very close to acquiring the film side of Fox.
No, they're not. It's not. I doubt it happens.
I think it's going to happen. I think it will happen. I'm saying it right now.
When? Because there are reports that are like, it's a done deal. They're working out specifics
now. And then
now.
It's, they haven't been speaking for months.
Yeah.
Well, the most recent reports say they're talking, so...
Yeah, well, then that's
they're approaching...
That started again, because last report I saw said, they haven't been talking for months. Because
it was originally Comcast was looking to buy out part of Fox.
No, that'd make it Universal.
And then Disney stepped in at that point when they saw it was going to be bought up by someone else. And that's what spurred
these
recent
ones. What the big deal would be, because Universal already has Hulk.
They have a lot of the Marvel characters for just theme park purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it'd be much easier to strike a deal with Universal than it would be Fox, because Fox is, all their money comes from Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like, their other stuff don't make money.
Do you hear that, Ridley Scott?
Call me a liar.
He ain't telling lies.
Did Alien Covenant break the box office this year?
That movie was so bad.
Oh, and he's still adamant that they're going to do another one. And it's going to be AI-centric. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, so now we get to follow what's-his-name around.
So stop Fossbender. Doing your God-complex robot story and give us aliens.
Yeah, we just want to watch Xenomorphs kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you totally missed the whole point of the Alien movies.
People are hoping Disney does buy 21st Century Fox, because they're like, yeah, they'll probably get Neil Blomkamp to come back and do his version that he wanted to do, which I would kill for.
Amazing. He's just a good director.
He is. His stuff. Have you watched his little mini
films? The shorts that he's got?
They're so good.
No,
brilliant.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, he's got a whole studio that, like, this, just doing shorts.
What's the Vietnam one I really like? Firebase Echo or something like that?
Something like that. You can just look him up. Like, he's got this.
He's got, like, three main ones that he did that were live-action shorts, about 20 minutes apiece. One had Dakota Fanning, one had Sigourney Weaver, and then another one was the Vietnam one, which was my favorite.
They're good. He hasn't done a feature since Elysium. I'm like,
I know.
Wait.
Yeah.
Or no. Chappie was the last movie he did. And I'm just waiting on another feature because I love his movies.
Yeah. He's wanting to produce them himself with money, so that's why he's got enough money to do one, like, big film he's discussed, and that's why he did all the shorts and everything. He's done two animated short films too, I think. Yeah.
Really?
He's leaning more towards the animated stuff. It seems like.
I'll never forget, though, like, I had to go in to one of the theaters one time, and I walked by their party room, and I just turned around and went into the office. I was like, you need to take the Chappie poster down from the kids' party room. They're like, why? I said, because it's going to be rated R. They're like, who says? Like, how do you know it's going to be rated R? It's like, because it's Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah.
All he does is R-rated movies.
Yeah.
They said, well, the poster has no indication that it's going to be adult-oriented. I said, okay, the gang's spray paint on his shoulder and the 9mm doesn't give that away?
Yeah.
They're like, there's a gun on it? I said, he's sitting there with a gun.
We just saw a robot. It's in Wall-E.
I was like, it's not. This is. Everybody thought it was going to be Short Circuit.
Yeah.
Everybody thought that movie was going to be like a remake of Short Circuit.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, it's not Short Circuit. Hey, Jen.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I must have when you came in. I was like, who's James?
I didn't see you.
No, I know. I was like smiling from over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How's Rebecca?
She's good.
How's she feeling?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I hadn't really got to spend much time with her. I've been out of town with work.
Yeah. Are you still driving as a projectionist around?
Yeah, I'm a little technician, not projectionist.
Technician, sorry. I'm sorry. Not with the lingo anymore. It's been years.
Yeah, I spent 2 weeks up in Arkansas working. Didn't get to come home at all. She was like, oh my God, it's been so long since you've done that. And I was like, yeah, it's
been a minute. Well, at least you're back there. Christmas is coming.
Well, I guess.
Well, I've been back a couple of months. I'll be here coming to the spring. So tell me about that.
Okay. I will. Yeah.
Okay. It's good to
see you.
Have a good
night.
All right, then.
She worked at the Corinth Malco, and then she went to school down in Oxford, so she was working down there. And she was a manager. She was one of Becca's managers when we lived in Oxford.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Neat. And then she has been overseas for like 3 years.
Wow. Anyway, back on Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp.
District 9 is one of my favorite sci-fi movies ever made.
I really wish they'd do the sequel.
I want them to really badly.
It's almost perfect.
Because the technology, the design, everything about that movie is just perfect.
Yeah, he did a short film about that.
Yeah, that's what spurred
it. His technology he had in his basement.
Yeah.
He did, set a camera up, I think it was on Chicago or somewhere, and did a skyline, like just did the skyline shot over the day, and did an alien invasion using nothing but like a Dell computer.
What?
And it looked fantastic.
Yeah.
What?
That's what got him.
That's how
District
he got
9.
His start. Yeah.
Wow. Our lives are terrible.
Yeah.
I need to go buy a Dell.
You can do all that stuff. So I just need to go film a shot of like a city, and then you can just do an alien invasion.
We all know that it would be like Space Invaders 8-bit. We all remember how that Kevin James and Adam Sandler film turned out.
Great.
Pixels was terrible.
Shut your noise.
Pixels is a good movie that bombed.
So what, James is the director and filmographer, I'm the writer, and you're the special effects guy? Yep. Is that what we're doing now?
Yep. Works for me.
All right.
Write it.
Jug Studios.
I'll shoot it. He'll edit it. And
okay,
make it
so what, basically what we're our...
Kevin James as president. House of Cards starring Kevin James.
I like where this is going.
I don't watch it. It's like Kevin Can Prez.
Kevin.
Oh my God.
He and Leah Remini are just doing our house King of Queens.
Our House of Kevin. I don't know.
What?
King of Cards.
President of King of Cards, yeah.
What was that Netflix thing he did where he was like.
Oh, the Assassin's Story or something?
Yeah, where he's the hitman or whatever.
I never watched that.
Nobody bought that. You're not fooling anybody, Paul Blart and Mall Cop.
It really was. It was
the first Paul Blart.
Paul Blart 2, garbage.
But Paul Blart 1,
it's pretty funny.
Pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
2.
The cell phone ring got me every time.
It made
I had that as a cell phone ring.
It made me want to ride a Segway.
A Segway. Yeah. I just thought, you know, when he's in the ball pit, he just rides it up.
I think at my mom's house, I still have a pad of those citations that they gave out for Paul Blart. They're like mall citations.
How did 2 get to be such garbage? What happened there?
Comedy sequel.
Yeah. It's like, oh, let's go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
I can buy that Kevin James could accidentally stop a terrorist attack one time.
Not twice.
Buy him doing it twice.
Nah. Especially on purpose. I don't believe that at all. Kevin James' face.
All right.
That video, that little 16-second video clip that I found like a year ago.
Do you use that to cheer you up when you need it? Okay.
That's my happy place.
And if you close your eyes.
God, stop. Okay, maybe don't stop, but still.
Don't stop be weaving.
God. Why are there just a whole bunch of big pine cones on that tree?
Why is your face on the tree?
Why is there one giant ribbon at the top?
Why are we still here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We gonna wrap this up?
Yeah, we can. We
this show about nothing? This is our Seinfeld episode.
Boom, ba-dum, boom. Oh, so I'll go first with jams. My jam of the week this week was the season finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm.
Nice.
The last two episodes featured Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ooh.
And were incredible. Larry falls asleep on Vanessa Miranda during Hamilton. It's fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic. Super, super good season. So glad they came back for another season. Logan, what's your jam?
I'm going to say the Puzzle Fighter app. I've been playing it a lot all this week.
Like, what's your app of the week?
Yeah. It's app and jam, pretty much. And I got my Del Sol fixed finally, so I'm happy to be back in the red car. Zipping around.
Zip bop a doo, James. What's your jam to do? I don't really have one, but I guess I upgraded my PlayStation to a PS4 Pro.
Christmas.
So, you know, I can game in 4K now.
So you have all the other equipment for it, too, which I'm jealous of.
Yeah.
So.
What? What are you giving me the whoop-de-doo for?
Woo-woo!
4K. Just because you can't see it. But also, like, I haven't set it up and used it yet, but apparently the VR is supposed to look better.
Yeah, VR is supposed to work better with it.
Supposed to look better with the Pro, so, you know, I'm excited to hook up my VR to it.
A word of advice, don't get Doom VR on the PlayStation VR, because apparently the controls are terrible. It's nothing to do with like the way the game looks or anything.
Doom
like
controls are never great.
No, I thought it was the same as that game that we played on yours, where it's just point and click to where you want to go.
Yeah, but like the short dashes and stuff, you have to be a lot faster in Doom VR, and you can't rotate freely.
We need to set the bar up.
Yeah, they did Skyrim. Doom and
Skyrim got some pretty good reviews.
And then this, like, tomorrow or whatever, Friday, they're doing Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 is not coming to PSVR.
It's supposed to.
It's only PC. Doom is PC and PS4. Fallout 4 is PC only, and Skyrim is PSVR only.
I'm sure, like, soon it'll...
Yeah.
Ain't no way they're going to keep that separate.
No.
They want their money.
That's the way it's set up, though. There was one for one, Doom, a bridge, and one for the other.
Doom is only $30.
Yeah, it's short. It's only, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
But you can't... I would have a hard time playing, like, a 20-hour VR game.
Yeah.
It was exhausting playing Alien in it, so...
I had Zach pick up for me on the Black Friday sale. He got me Resident Evil 7.
Ooh.
For $20.
Ooh.
I'm still waiting for February on that so I can get a PC VR.
And so, yeah, I'm going to play that on VR.
Nice.
You can play the whole game now.
The whole game. It was the... Like, to my knowledge, it was the first, like, full game.
Triple A title
that you could do in full VR.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I've been waiting to do the get a pro to play it. And so, whenever I got my pro, I was like, all right, well, I'll spend the $20 now and get Resident Evil 7. So, it'll be the best quality VR that I can with my PlayStation VR. And somebody said I should get a M cable. It's like a $150 HDMI cable. It's got its own processing chip on the end.
That may help.
And it is supposed to help with
latency.
With latency, yeah. It's supposed to make the refresh rate way better.
Get you a smart cable?
It's a cable. Like, the cable has its own power supply.
What?
Yeah. It's an HDMI cable that you have to have USB to power it.
Wow.
It's got a chip on the end, so it like, it literally works. Doesn't just send a signal, it processes the signal as well.
I still need to buy a Vive cast or the TP cast for my Vive. It's the wireless adapter for it. Because I think that would
I wish they did that on PlayStation, just because that cable's so annoying.
Well, the TP cast is like a $200 add-on unit because of all it does.
I almost got a Rift because on Black Friday they were like $300.
You have to buy so much other stuff to go with the Rift now, though. Like, it does room scale, but you have to buy the basic kit, you have to buy your touch controllers, and you have to buy an extra
I'm tripod. I'm just going to stick with the PSVR for now, and then, like, maybe the next generation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See where it goes.
Because I'll need to upgrade my PC.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. So I'm thinking maybe the next generation, when, like, the VR is, like, doing 4K instead of just 1080p. Go then, do PC VR, but, you know. Right now, I'm happy with my PlayStation
4K VR.
Yeah, it only goes up to 1080 now, so...
Yeah.
There's 8K television.
It's a physical limitation of having, like, those tiny, tiny screens.
Yeah.
Because even on the Vive, you get the screen door effect. If you're just first putting it on and getting into it before you're absorbed in the game, screen door effect.
Yep. So, I remember that, yeah.
It fades away after you play for a minute or two.
I was watching a video about this cable, and there was a guy, like, there was a video on YouTube about how you can improve your PlayStation VR. And there's a whole setup thing that when you initialize, like, turn the thing on, it doesn't go through. Like, you're supposed to, like, go up to the TV.
Calibration stuff.
And, like, it'll, like take a picture of your face, and you have to mark your pupils so it knows how far apart your eyes are set. And, like, you calibrate the headset. No, it doesn't do any of that when you start the thing up for the first time.
Why?
Like, I've been playing my VR for a year without it being calibrated. I had no idea there was calibration stuff for it.
The Vive walks you through all that. They tell you to adjust for your pupils. Like, it comes with a little ruler and everything.
The video is like, if you experience any blurriness in it, like, if you do this stuff, it'll reduce it, yeah.
Instead of getting the full, like, periscope effect, it spreads out some.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, I've been playing this thing for a year.
That's got to be frustrating.
Not set up. I was so mad.
Oh, my God.
So I've got a whole list of things I got to do whenever I hook it up to the PS4 Pro.
Yeah. How much more bulky is the Pro than the normal 4?
It's thinner, isn't it?
No, it's about the same size as the original
PS4. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you can get the Slim... And I didn't realize that I had so much stuff on it. Like, I thought I still had a 1 terabyte hard drive. No, I had to. I have a 2, so I couldn't transfer all my games over immediately. I had to get another 2 terabyte hard drive.
Dang.
So I could do a system transfer.
Speaking of expandable memory, I need to buy a Switch HD card or SD card soon.
It was funny. I was looking at Walmart.
I've only got four games on my Switch.
I was looking at Walmart the other night, Adam, and it's like for a 128-gig Nintendo-branded card, it's $69.99. But for just a regular SanDisk card, 200-gigabyte, it's $79.99. It's like $10 more for non-branded to get way more memory.
Yeah.
I was looking at a...
they don't add in that stupid taste either. Like,
I have 1.7 gigs of games and data stuff on my PlayStation.
Holy crap,
wow.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, that's my go-to console.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the PlayStation.
That was mine.
So I was looking at expandable memory. Like, there's one that's already pre-formatted. It's a 6 terabyte external hard drive, but it's $200. I was like,
oh. What?
But one of their selling points that was already formatted, you just plug it in. I was like, yeah, I could do that anyway. Just plug it in. It was
the
formatted.
PlayStation does it anyway, yeah.
Do it. I was like, why are you making this a selling point?
That, sir, is called marketing.
Yeah.
That's to someone who doesn't know better.
Let's apply that to some pies.
Anyway.
All right. So that's 281. Check back with us next week and stuff. So those things will keep happening.
Wait to end the episode.
We'll do a real Christmassy show next week.
No, we won't.
Yeah.
Super Christmas.
No, we super won't. Christmas
next
time.
Next week we'll do a Star Wars show, won't
ooh,
we?
Ooh, we need to have a Star yeah. War.
But you hate God, don't you? We can't do a Christmas episode.
No, I like Christmas.
Okay. How can you like Christmas and hate God?
Next week is Star Wars.
Because so I like
I'm
presents.
Pretty sure we're doing a Star Wars themed episode.
Yeah, that's what we got to do.
We're going to give you $1 and you can go see a Star Wars.
Oh, they are kicking us out.
Yeah. We're not going to give you guys, the listeners, we're talking to James. That's...
we got
to
figure out if we're going to go find it in 3D or we're going to just do it in 2D.
Maybe just do it in 2D and be done quickly.
If we can just get it out, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds horrible. Well, that'll it. See you next week. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiot.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop, 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 Paul Blart, Mall Cop,